The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is B. Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. God says He's with those that are with Him. And something else that we need to understand, my friends, is that Satan is also with those that are with him. God said, "If you seek me, I will be found by you. But if you forsake me, I will forsake you." That's a promise that God has made. He's with those that are with him. That is, those that are obeying him. And if you aren't obeying God, then of necessity you are obeying Satan. There's only two ways of life. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, beginning in verse 3, God says here, "For a long time Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law." Now that sounds like our nation today, doesn't it? We must realize that there is a devil, and that he wants you to be his servant, and he has the world as a whole serving him. That began in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve set that course, and the world has followed that course ever since. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, beginning in verse 1, I want you to notice what God said to King Asa. Now, King Asa was a good king. He was a righteous king for most part, but he was human and he made some mistakes. And this is one of the mistakes that he made. Verse 1 of 2 Chronicles chapter 16. "In the 36th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramoth, that he might let none go out or come in to Asa, king of Judah." Now this was the king of Israel coming against his brother Judah, the nation of Judah, wanting to make war. "Then Asa brought silver and gold from the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, who dwelt in Damascus, saying, 'Let there be a treaty between you and me, as there was between my father and your father. Here I have sent you silver and gold. Come break your treaty with Baasha, king of Israel, so that he will withdraw from me.' So Ben-Hadad heeded King Asa and sent the captains of his army against the cities of Israel. They attacked Ajon, Dan, Abel, Maam, and all the sword cities of Naphtali. Now it happened when Baasha heard it that he stopped building Ramoth and ceased his work. Then King Asa took all Judah, and they carried away the stones and timber of Ramoth, which Baasha had used for building, and with them he built Geba and Mizpeh. And at that time," verse 7, "Hananiah the seer," the prophet, that is, "came to Asa, king of Judah, and said to him, 'Because you have relied on the king of Syria, and have not relied on the Lord your God, therefore the army of the king of Syria has escaped from your hand.'" Now you can read 2 Chronicles chapter 14. King Asa relied on God to deliver him and his army, his nation, from a great army that had him outnumbered 2-1 and had much more war material to fight with. Verse 8, the prophet asked King Asa a question. "Were the Ethiopians and the Lubim not a huge army with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet because you relied on the Lord, he delivered them into your hand." He's referring to chapter 14 here of the same book. Verse 9, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him." That's something that you need to ponder, my friend, is that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In other words, on the behalf of those that are his children, that are obeying him, walking in his steps, living by the word of God. God says he knows whom they are, and his eyes run to and fro. He's keeping up with you. He knows how you're living your life. He knows where you are, and he knows what you're doing. And he says his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are loyal to him. And he told King Asa, he said, "In this you have done foolishly." In other words, by not relying on God and relying on a foreign nation, which was Israel, his brother, but it was a foreign nation. There were two nations at that time. They had split years ago in the days of Rehoboam. "Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars. In other words, you made a mistake by not relying on God and reminded him that he had relied on God in times past, just a few years prior, and God delivered him. Now, as wishy-washy and radical as Satan is, he makes sure he spends a lot of time on you and with you. He made sure he spent enough time with Adam and Eve to start them following him. He spent a lot of time with his servants, the whole world, except a few, very few, that God has called out. But every opportunity he is spending time on and with God's servants as well, trying to get us back. He left Christ until an opportune time. You can read that in Luke chapter 4. We would be surprised to know how much time he spends on and with us. And we may be surprised to know how much time we may spend with Satan also. And it seemed that this whole world has given themselves to the way of Satan, because things aren't the way they ought to be. Things aren't the way that God intended them to be. They would be a lot different had this world started off obeying God and would have continued to obey God. We would be living in a world where you would sit under your own vine, under your own fig tree, and none would make you afraid. In other words, we would have peace and joy, health, happiness, good weather. Yes, good weather, bumper crops and so on. And we wouldn't know all the pesticides that we had to fight to raise even a garden nowadays. Well, Satan is with those that are with him. That's something that you need to understand. That may be something that we should think about often. And something else that we should think about is how much time and service do I render to Satan? That is, my friend, if you want to be a servant of God. We know Satan is the most proud, vain, envious, lustful, jealous individual ever to exist. He fights to get you. He wanted Adam and Eve, and he fought to get them. If the fact that he being represented by Pharaoh and the army of Pharaoh representing Satan's demons, and that is a fact, and you can read that account in the book of Exodus, but Pharaoh and his army, with full intentions, they went after Israel into the Red Sea, trying to get Israel back into Egypt, back into Satan's way, because Satan didn't like the fact that Israel was leaving his world. He doesn't like the fact today, my friend, if you leave his world, he doesn't like that, and he's after you. But if you haven't left him and his world, his ways, he makes sure, does all he can, that he keeps you. Why should we take lightly the fact that he is fighting fiercely to get us back into Egypt, into his world, and into his ways? That's exactly what he's trying to do. He wants you and me much more than we realize. God got honor over Pharaoh and his army on the behalf of Israel, and God will get honor over Satan and his demons today on your behalf if you will put your hope, your trust in God. God showed himself strong. His eyes, we could say, were going to and fro, taking care, delivering, watching over his servants. God is the same today. That's a big part of his job, taking care of his sons and his daughters, his brothers and his sisters that's walking the earth trying to resist Satan. Now, we know God tries and tests us. We know God doesn't bow to us. We can't tell God what or when to move. We can and we should hold God to his word, hold God to his promises. In Jeremiah 17, verse 9 through 10, it says this: "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" In other words, God is describing what we call human nature today. Yes, human nature is deceitful, just like Satan is. Unless you begin to want to obey God, then you stay the way you are. And this world is getting worse all the time because we have rejected God's way and we have wanted to live and are living Satan's way. God says here in verse 10 of Jeremiah 17, "I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings." Yes, God tells us many places in the New Testament that we are rewarded according to our works. We are reaping the reward of our works today, my friend. Why do we hear of so much trouble and evil in our own nation? it's because we have followed Satan. And it won't get any better until we turn to God. Will you turn to God? You can personally. This nation isn't going to. I can guarantee that to you because the Bible tells us that we will not. But God is giving us the opportunity. God is warning this nation, and it's a warning going out now as you hear my voice. God is warning this nation. Unless we turn to Him, we're going to continue to go down. God looks at the inside of people. That's where He finds good or evil. Inside a person is where good or evil is born. Christ even said that Himself. How much of our mind have we or are we giving to God? God wants to know, have I given God more of my mind today than I did yesterday? In other words, God wants your mind because He wants to give you His mind. And He gives us His mind, His attitude, and His character as we begin to surrender self to God. We must realize Satan is still the same also. He is still fighting to get us. God is pulling for us. We are fighting to resist Satan. We are fighting to survive in Satan's world. But how are we fighting and what with? Ephesians chapter 6 tells us how to fight. And we'll pick this up in our next program right here in Ephesians chapter 6. I see my time is running out on me. In the meantime, we have a couple of booklets that you should request and that you should read. Devil, you say. My friends, there is a devil, and you need to know what he has been up to, what he is up to, what he's trying to do. You need to know that he is trying to bring this earth to the point of annihilation, and he is well on track. Yes, this mankind is coming to the point of annihilating all life from this planet if we don't turn to God, and if God doesn't return in time to stop it, and what Jesus Christ has promised us that He will do. He will return just in time to stop mankind from annihilating all flesh from this earth. God has got to let mankind learn His lessons. Then after Christ returns, mankind will be able to see the mistakes they made, and they will be willing to follow God's way. Satan will be bound at that time when Christ returns. The just will be resurrected or changed if they're living and be made spirit-born sons of God and spirit-born brothers of Jesus Christ right into the kingdom and the family of God. And we will rule this earth. Yes, there's a new rulership coming, my friends, and it's going to be a righteous government that God is going to establish on this earth, a righteous kingdom, and things will be well for the world. Another booklet that you need to order is Seed of Satan. Yes, you need to see and know and understand the seed that he has sown and the seed that he continues to cultivate. My time is up. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you have a good day, my friend, and we hope that you listen. We hope that you hear. We hope that you understand. We hope that you will begin to put your hope in your Maker, because that's the only way you will ever be saved.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.